quiet. You're gonna wake up Pissy Spacek. I can't sleep. My heart keeps racing. You should tell Toby. It's probably a side effect. No, I'm nervous. I can't stop thinking about the deposition and about my father. Can I come down and talk? Not a great time. I kind of have people over. Get in here. What's wrong? I'm scared about tomorrow. I'm scared I'm going to say the wrong thing and make things worse for my father.
Look, all you have to do is answer the questions as carefully as they suggested, and then throw in a wink, forget to wear panties, he'll be fine.
But that's the thing. The questions don't say anything about my father. They're so cut and dry. They're only asking me details about things I know nothing about. And they're not interested in the things I do know about him, that he's warm and funny and generous and loving, like when I was little and he and I would take our plane to our chalet in Deer Valley.
Stop. You might as well rephrase that, too, when he and I would take our guilty to our guilty in Guilty Valley.
Every morning before we went skiing, he would get up really early and make me his snowflake cinnamon French toast.
Sounds amazing.
And as he dusted the cinnamon and sugar on top, he'd say, "Look, sweetheart, it's snowing. Snowing just for you." And then he'd cut it into these little pieces. See, I can't even get the words out. No one will ever hear them. No one will know.
I'll know. I heard them. Another round?
Yeah, I'm just gonna bring my pillow in there.
I don't think Gladiva's gonna make it to the market.